Hello, friends. We are in our last week of this year's Read Together initiative. Thus, we are close to concluding reading the Bible from cover to cover in 2020. Congratulations! Reading the entire Bible in a year is an amazing feat that merits celebration. Clap for yourself, tell a friend of your accomplishment, write about the experience in your journal, or mark the occasion in another way, like eating an extra piece of your favorite dessert. Well done. We will conclude this study by reading the book of Revelation, one of the apocalyptic books in Christian literature. Likely written during the era when Christians faced great persecution at the hands of the ruthless Roman Emperor Caesar Domitian, Revelation is mysterious and cryptic. Indeed, in places, it reads like a science fiction novel featuring strange creatures and scenes. Note that this is the nature of apocalyptic literature. Read the Old Testament books of Daniel and Ezekiel, as well as sections of Isaiah for other examples. There's a good reason for the obscure nature of Revelation. By using this literary style, the author is able to communicate information that would have likely gotten him and his family persecuted and perhaps even killed if spoken more explicitly. Revelation has been interpreted in a variety of different ways since it was first penned, including literally, symbolically, and historically. Perhaps you have read fiction books or watched movies that were informed by Revelation. Regardless of one's approach to interpreting the book of Revelation, a central message comes through loud and clear for all to hear. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has won victory. The babe from Bethlehem, whose birth we celebrated this past week, is God incarnate and will come again to reign forever and ever. And the proper response to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is worship. Revelation describes the vision of an exiled Christ follower named John. Some biblical scholars think that the author was one of the original 12 disciples. Remember John, the brother of James and son of Zebedee? Others believe that Revelation was written by a different Christian leader named John. Whoever he was, the Romans exiled this first century Christ follower to the island of Patmos as punishment for his role in the Christian movement. This penalty for his crime of following Christ was mild in comparison to the torture, crucifixion, burning at the stake, beheading, and other cruel forms of execution experienced by some of John's contemporaries. John's vision of hope and encouragement was a gift not only to early Christians, but to Christ followers across the ages. Indeed, his words are applicable to any generation of Christians dealing with challenges and difficulties. Here are several implications from Revelation for today's church. First, Revelation encourages churches to reignite their commitment to living as faithful followers of Jesus Christ. A great example of this is found in chapter 2 in the message to the church at Ephesus. Secondly, Revelation rejects the option of a lukewarm relationship with God. This is particularly poignant in the statement to Laodicea at the conclusion of chapter 3 when John writes, "So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth." Thirdly, Revelation makes clear that Christians are not immune to hardship, illness, and death. At different points in the vision, John talks about the difficulty that Christ followers will suffer. Ultimately, though, Revelation declares that Christ will reign victoriously over evil. Chapter 21 describes the eternity that faithful Christ followers will experience with these words. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more." A few verses later, John writes, "Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore. The former things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I'm making all things new." Yes, Revelation offers hope and encouragement, not just to first century Christians, but also to us these many generations later. This is not peculiar to the book of Revelation, though. As Scripture speaks to every generation of Christ followers in timeless, fresh, and powerful ways. I congratulate you again on completing Read Together 2020 and invite you to join me in Read Together 2021. Once again, we will read through the Scriptures in a year, this time incorporating lectionary readings every weekend. You can find the 2021 reading schedule at umcna.org/readtogether or at the link on the conference webpage. Blessings to you as you conclude reading the book of Revelation this year. May it fill your heart with hope and encouragement. As always, it's a privilege to serve as your bishop.